We heard a lot this summer about Ireland's plan to help slow global warming by cutting carbon emissions in half by the end of the decade as part of an international agreement. But what about the world's biggest polluter? This week, the US government announced its plan, worth $375 billion. It doesn't require companies to reduce their emissions, but includes tax incentives for firms to invest in renewable energy and rebates for people who buy electric cars or invest in energy-efficient home improvements. Dr. Tara Shine is director of climate action group Change by Degree and former special advisor to the Mary Robinson Foundation. Dr. Shine, good morning again. What do you think of the plan?
Well, it's a really good step forward for the United States. The United States are responsible for over 20% of the total emissions that have gone into the atmosphere since the Industrial Revolution. So if they're not seen to be leading and acting and doing, it's very difficult for all the other countries that are also signatories to the Paris Agreement to be motivated to act and to keep up their efforts. So it's really, really significant step. It's not everything. It's one major step in a package of things that the US has to continue to do.
A lot of tax credits, but no carbon tax. Lots of carrots, but not many sticks. Will it work?
Well, that remains to be seen. No different to us. We it's all around implementation. So while our system is around taxes and targets, they couldn't get that agreed in the United States. So it's a pragmatic approach. It's a compromise, as is everything. But what it seeks to do is to focus on the benefits and investing in clean energy, in creating jobs, in providing relief for disadvantaged communities affected to date by pollution, and in ensuring there's a just transition for communities that are getting out of coal. So it is really focused on a pragmatic approach, looking at how they can incentivize action rather than using taxes. And it doesn't go as far, for example, as saying, let's not use more oil and gas. In fact, it makes several big compromises in terms of continued exploitation of oil and gas in order to get these different measures over the line.
Dr. Tara Shine, Director of Climate Action Group, Change by Degrees, thank you for talking with us again this morning.